Reverend Elizabeth Mora.
All right, it's that time. It's that time of year to clean out. At the end of every year, I realize that I've got to do some cleaning. And I learned from the best of them, Marie Kondo. Any Marie Kondo? The art of tidying. So she says to get rid of anything that doesn't bring you joy in your life. Who would like to get rid of the things that don't bring you joy in your life? All right, great. The perfect crowd is here. So what I'm going to do is lead by example, and I'm going to see what there is to clean out in my life, so. Oh, all right, a blouse haven't worn in 5 years. Anybody have like this in your closet? Who's got a few of these? All right, we'll get rid of that. A scarf that someone gave me that it kind of brings up a bad memory, so I'm just gonna get rid of that too. Okay, a pair of socks with a hole in the bottom. Who's got one of those? Yep, I see a hand back there. Let's see. Oh, some Christmas jewelry that seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, no, okay. And let's see, oh my gosh, if I have one more pad of post-it notes that I'm never gonna use in my life, I'm gonna get rid of that. And oh, a little toy from my childhood. Okay, no, I bought it last year. All right, so what else do we have? Oh, wow, a thought. Oh my gosh, I'm so ugly, I hate my thighs. Ooh, should I get rid of that thought?
Yeah.
I think so. I think I'm gonna get rid of that. Oh my goodness, people are so awful. Ugh. I think it's time to clean that out too. Oh my gosh, Betty the receptionist is worthless. It's time to get rid of that. And you know what, if I look in here, I see a lot of things that I can get rid of. Okay, so it's Burning Bowl Sunday. It's a time for release. It's a time that you can also clean up what's at home. But most importantly, it's time to clean out our consciousness. Life is consciousness. So everything that we are holding here in consciousness, in our mind, in our hearts, in our body, whatever we are holding is what is creating in the outer world. First, we create within, and then we create without. As within, so without. Cleansing today, it might be for you at the end of the year to clean out your closets and your drawers and your shelves, because I have found that literally using the Marie Kondo method has made my life better. When I walk into my home, it is clean and there is nothing that doesn't bring me joy. Now, when I look in the room of my mind, not so much. There are some things in there that don't really bring me joy, but let me tell you, they've collected a lot of dust. They've been hanging around a long time. Some of them are new thoughts, but most of those that I threw over there, those have been around for a while. And so I say that this is the year that I'm ready to get rid of them. I'm ready to remove and replace. I want to remove what doesn't work and replace it with something that does. When we talk about denials and affirmations, releasing what we don't want and welcoming in what we do want, we often use the analogy of a garden. So if I want to put another plant in this planter here, what do I need to do first? I need to take out the old plant, or I need to take out the weeds in the garden to make the space clean and receptive and healthy to put the new plant in. This is what Charles Fillmore said about the power of a ceremony like we're doing today, about the power of denial, of removing. He said that there is no other covenant from God that should be looked on as more important. Out of all the things that Charles Fillmore taught and wrote about, he is saying that he is putting denial at the top and the first thing to do. And so that means sometimes we need to get out of our unity positive bubble. Anybody know that bubble? Unity, it's too positive. It's too woo-woo. We don't deal with what's really in front of us. And that's not what we mean to be doing. So when I say that I deny the power of illness in my life, notice what I didn't say. I didn't say I deny that there's illness in my life. How many times has someone come up to me and said, I have not got a cold, I am just fine. And I say, well, tell that to the pile of Kleenexes on the floor over there, because you're actually experiencing a physical cold right now, and that's okay. Unity author wrote that we don't mean deny the reality of the physical experience, we mean to deny the power of the ultimate reality of that. And so we turn from that and we look at a higher truth. There may be a physical truth of something in my life right now, but I deny that that's permanent. I deny that's the whole picture. I deny that. Because we want to be careful. Sometimes denials and affirmations can be used to do what we call metaphysical malpractice. Anybody know what that is? You know, who wants to tell me, what is metaphysical malpractice? Who wants to give it a stab? Go ahead. Oh, now we're thinking, it's okay. Oh wait, I know what that is, but how do I put it into words? Metaphysical malpractice, yes. Denial. Okay, metaphysical. Yes, Sarah.
It's shaming ourselves or someone else, but using pretty metaphysical words to do it.
Oh, wow. That may be one of the better definitions I've heard. Let me repeat it. Yes. Let me repeat it from Sarah. It's shaming ourselves or other people, but using pretty words to do it. Did I get it right? Yeah, using pretty words. So sometimes we want to put the denials and the affirmations on there, and what we've really done, oh, this is a famous one. I hope no one's ever said this to you, but you're going through something tough. You're not feeling well, a divorce, a car accident, and someone says, what was in your consciousness that drew that to you? Let us now never vow to never say those words to another person. Will you bow? Two fingers up. I now vow. I will never say that to another person. No, 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 no. And I won't say it to myself, okay? Are there conditions that happen that create things in our life? Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope there are conditions that matter. We call that divine order. Divine order is sometimes misunderstood as the magical plan that God has for you, for your life, that means no pain and suffering and is absolutely perfect if only you could figure it out. Divine order, it's something that we say, but we don't sometimes stop to think, what are we really meaning when we say that? And sometimes, because of our conditioning, I know I fall into it. Well, I don't have to worry about this because I know divine order's in charge. And it is. But the divine order is actually the expression of mind, idea, and expression. It means that everything that is created in form, like this, began somewhere with a thought. One of these. So this is how we create. Out of the divine mind of God, all ideas, we grab one idea and we express it. That's divine order. So, you know, put junk in, get junk out. Put good stuff in, get good stuff out. Today, let's take the junk out. Let's take out the thoughts, the feelings, the patterns that don't work for us anymore. It's time to clean out our consciousness. And that really needs to happen before we change anything in the outer. I can't tell you how many times my burning bowl has been, I now release 20 pounds. I now release this. I now release this bad habit. And I can put that in there. But you know what's much more powerful? Is to work on the consciousness that's creating what I don't want. So what is the thought? I now release the thought that I am not perfect the way I am, and I claim my beauty. That's much more powerful. It only took me 54 years to figure that one out. 54, I haven't gone to 54, but probably 30 some odd burning bowls, and I'm just now getting it. That it's about cleaning out my consciousness. And that's what we will be doing together today. And we're really using two of the principles of unity when we do this. We have five basic principles, one quick test. Anyone think they know what the third and fourth principles are? One or the other, or both? And now Sarah is excluded from answering because she did, yes, I've got one here and then one here. Go ahead.
Divine
through prayer and meditation. Yes. How would you put it?
I think the third is still creating with God and forces communicating.
Oh, nicely put. The third is co-creating with God and the fourth is communicating. There's many ways to put it, but the third principle is about our thoughts. That's what we're working with today. Our thoughts create with God. Thank you. Our thoughts are co-creating. And then the fourth principle is the most powerful form of thought is prayer. And denials and affirmations are the tool that we use to pray out and to pray in. And so you are using the very foundation that unity is built on in this Burning Bowl service. And you're doing that with really millions of people across the country, across the world, that do a ceremony like this at the end of their year. An atoning, a releasing, a letting go in whatever way that they do it. And we do it in this beautiful burning bowl ceremony here. So the fire represents the letting go of that energy to go bless something else in the world. And then a planting of what it is that you want to plant. We write a letter to God and from God. And as we begin to do this ritual, then I ask you to be mindful of what it is that comes up from spirit that you are ready to release. It's going to come up like that for most of us, and it may be one big thought or several little thoughts. Most importantly, be gentle with yourself. This is not a, I gotta get the sledgehammer in there and get it out moment. This is a moment to be loving and gentle with yourself and to rejoice in the fact that you see what there is to clean up in your life. If you know, and you just never know who's gonna come along and help you with that. Excellent, nice, thank you. Thank you so much. Teamwork and the collective consciousness. You bring it up, something else may come along and clean it up for you.
That's right, or someone.
Yes.
Something or someone. We always look forward to a new year, don't we?
Yes.
No matter how happy, how rewarding the past year has been, we always look to a new year expectantly. Now, if the past year has held any challenges for any of us, we look to the new year as holding out the promise of happier experiences. So let's bless the year that is passing, 2018, and we give thanks for it. As we prepare for what we want in this coming year of 2019. During this process that we're about to begin, you're going to be guided every step of the way. Remember that there is no way that you can do this wrong. This is not about right or wrong. But I now invite you into your own personal sacred experience to make this yours as we move into this ceremony together. Today we are going to combine our sacred exchange, because that's really what we're doing. We're continuing the exchange of energy, the sacred exchange, and our releasing ritual. Now, we call it the Burning Bowl, but Symphony Space is not fond of real fire. whether inside or out front on Broadway. So this is really a dissolving process that we do. And now, is there anyone who does not yet have the envelope with everything that you need in it? Anyone that doesn't have, please, somebody down front. Thank you, Lewis. Yeah, if we can look from the front and see if there's anybody else. Keep your hand raised high, please. And also, if anybody needs a love offering envelope or a credit card voucher or a prayer blessing slip, please let our ushers know as they're walking around. And we're going to begin by preparing our tithes in this sacred exchange. That exchange of giving and receiving, that powerful energy. And I always invite you, when you've prepared this love offering, this tithe, this gift, to hold it over your heart space. Because we're going to be opening this heart space wider and wider during this sacred, safe, powerful time together this morning.
And that's me. I wanted to add one more thing. Is there anyone who didn't get a round circle in your envelope? A few missed a circle. Okay, so if you need one of these tablets, also hold that up.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
And they're coming around to get you that.
So there are... Well, there are a number of people who didn't receive a tablet.
So our wonderful ushers, boy, they are working overtime today.
Thank you, our Unity of New York elves that are continuing their Christmas work. And as we continue to prepare our tithes, our offerings, holding your hand up for whatever you need, our ushers are taking note that you are there. And it looks like we need some extra help, a few more ushers to get around to some of the things that were missed on the way in. Thank you. And if you're one of those who has everything you need, I invite you to take a breath. Again, this is your own personal sacred experience, so we begin when we are ready to take a breath. Knowing that divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Just let those words in. Listen to them one more time. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And when you're ready to know that together, let's do so. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Just breathe those words in. We're not going to begin our sacred walk just yet. I want to make sure everybody has everything they need. Everybody by now hopefully has the tablet. Anybody still need a tablet? Several down front, over here. And when you have your tablet, we're going to do this silently. Simply hold it in your hand. Don't close your hand tight. This is not about creating fizz in your hand. This is about releasing. We've been preparing for this all along. We've been taking another step of preparation this morning already. with Reverend Elizabeth. So just hold it in your hand. And in the stillness and the silence, connect again with that heart space. Just drop into your heart. And allow these words to be the words of your heart. today I am ready to release anything, anything that stands in the way of my knowing and being one with Spirit. I now release habits, behaviors, regrets, disappointments, experiences, sorrows, sadnesses, guilt, judgment. I put it all into this little tablet. And if you're joining us on Facebook, find your own sacred way of participating. You can write things down if you'd like. Preparing to release them, let them go. And just feel the walls of separation melting down. Free from the bondage of the past. Releasing, letting go. Surrendering completely into a time of quiet reflection. And when you feel complete in this process, releasing everything that is on your heart into this tablet, creating space, begin to bring your love offering, your tithe, your prayers and blessings, and your tablet down to the front, where our prayer chaplains are holding sacred space for releasing, forgiving, for exchanging, and remember to take an affirmation when you're complete, whenever you're ready to come on down to the front. We begin this sacred part of our ceremony, the walk to release what we have spoken into our tablets, into nothingness, into the powerful cleansing element of water. If you're physically comfortable and able to do so, continue to come down front. If you need any help, just let our ushers know. They'll help guide you. As you share your gifts, release, bless, and release your tablet, witnessing the dissolving. The dissolving of all you are letting go from your life. Really take this in. You are dissolving all that you are letting go from your life. Simply, when you arrive down front, give thanks for these things that have served you and bless them on their way right back into the nothingness from whence they came as you gently drop these into the water. These are not bad or negative things, they simply are. These things were gifts for which we now give gratitude. And if you're not comfortable with walking or joining in the process, perhaps ask someone near you to take your tablet for you, to take your prayers, your blessings, your gifts. And when you're finished, just silently make your way back to your seat. Please keep this sacred space created here in silence, honoring those who are still in process. And just allow this time as a continued meditation of the heart to now listen to what you have made room for. For every man, I do believe there's a higher power, but in our darkest hour, it's hard to understand. So we start to question, start to doubt. We lose faith in what life's all about. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why'd we get burned? Just like the seasons, there are reasons for the path we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. Don't give up, keep on looking deep inside. Let your heartbeat be your guide, for there's a gift for those who keep believing. You'll find what you've been needing is right before your eyes. You'll hold the answer in your hand, you'll know, you'll finally understand. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why did we get burned? Just like the seasons, there are reasons for the path. There are no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. No matter how many times we stumble or fall, the greatest question is loving yourself through it. There are reasons for the path we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons, lessons to be learned. Let's continue in the process. I am now transformed. I am free. I am at peace. I accept responsibility for my life, for my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, my reactions. I give thanks for the blessings that come from every experience that is uniquely mine. I have consciously released and surrendered these things from my life, making room for the new. I am blessed indeed. I am blessed, blessed indeed. There are no mistakes. Only lessons, only experiences.
experience here, take a moment to feel how free you are right now. Feel it. And feel the blessing of this community around you. You're not doing this alone. This is why we come to a church, for support, for ritual, for friendships. So as our final people come forward, feel the energy of the room. We have released. You are free. I am free. Say that to yourself. I am free. The burden is lifted. Whatever I release, it came for a time to teach me, to bless me. It may have even been a positive thing. And it came to pass so that something new could be born. This is the perfect cycle of life. Happening in my body, happening in my consciousness, I'm releasing and replacing with the new. And now I take my envelope. Preparation for my next step. I take the piece of paper out of the envelope to write a letter to God. Just begin with taking a moment or two in this free place. What is on my heart to express to God right now? To express to the divine. And you might start your letter, "Dear God, dear beloved," however you experience the divine, "Dear life, Mother Earth, this is your private letter only for you to express to God gratitude, openness, a love letter to God, if you will. It doesn't have to be long. God knows what's in our hearts." And so as you begin writing your letter, "I am grateful for what has come. I am open to blessings in this new year. I see clearly now. I am lighter. Consciousness that we all experience in different ways. As I come to the end of this year, I share with the divine my heart, mind, soul, come to the end of what you want to express. You sign your letter to God, whatever way you want. And on the top of your letter, date this 1 year from today, December 30th, 2019. And then turn the letter over, and we have one other step, and that is a letter from God. Put yourself as the divine mind of God. And a year from now, what does God want to say to you? How much love does God pour out to you? So God is now speaking to you through this letter. Dear you, a love letter from God. God speaking in my ear, telling me just the perfect words that I need to hear. To affirm the Christ nature that is the truth of me. The beloved writes to you now. Power of oneness expresses to each of us. In a letter from God. And on the outside of your envelope, be sure at some point to address it to you. It doesn't come back to the church. So very legibly, your name and your full address and zip code so that these can be mailed back to you next year by the church. God. And then when you're complete with this side, fold it up, put it in and seal. Just take the tab off. Your divine letter to and from God. We have now taken this empty space created by this bowl, and we have now planted the truth. This is the truth for you to live this year. These are the thoughts that we're going to hold this year, now that we've cleaned out those that don't work. You're beginning new, a new year, a new consciousness, a new you.
And if you happen to have brought a stamp, you keep them with you at all times. It would be wonderful to help the cause. Laverne is waving. She has some extra stamps in the back. And Carly, welcome back. It's so good to see you. Do you still have extra stamps? Okay. All right. We're going to collect these on the way out. There will be ushers with bags, and we will place these in. And if you need more time to finish your letter, just continue this later. Continue this at home or wherever you're going, and you can bring these by the Unity office next week, Wednesday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And whether you're finished or not, we now bless these letters to go forth to do the work they are intended to do. Maybe these envelopes go forth with the hopes and the dreams of each and every person already fulfilled in God mind. This or something better. And as Elizabeth said earlier, there are people all around the world that are taking part in this ritual of letting go. We know that we are one. And for this, we give thanks.